This is something that I've been bringing up over the last number of MD meetings. I mean, and I'm delighted that Joe Ferry did come to the meeting here today and answer some of the questions that I've been proposing. That this is something I changed with emotion going back a number of years ago. And everybody out there would know that you had to have applied for your septic tank before the 1st of February 2013. And there was a grant of 5,000. I put a motion in and we got that changed, that basically you could apply up to date. And the grant was changed from 5,000 up to 12. Now, I asked at the last meeting how many grants had been paid out in the Donegal MD. And as you rightly said, we got a figure here today that 14 grants paid out since 2014. That's 11 years. We're talking about one grant a year. Now, this is unacceptable, and they're trying to say maybe short-staffed and other things. Now, I know a number of people in this MD that has applied for septic tank grants and have not got no word back from the council. And this is unacceptable. All we're doing here basically is ticking boxes, because what we're saying here today, and Joe Ferry answered my question when I asked him, are we ticking to a paper instructions, or are we serious about a pollution issue here? That this is not, money is not coming from the Donegal County Council. This is coming from the department, and people are missing out here on 12,000. And as I alluded to at the meeting as well, the Croí Cónaí grant, which has been a huge success for Donegal, that we have 12,000 applications. That's for the houses that have been in countryside that have run down, that young couples have gone in and have brought them back to life. And now we're telling these young couples that they can't get a septic tank grant because we don't have staff there, and we're only paying out one grant a year. That's unacceptable at this day and age, and I want that changed as a matter of urgency.
But surely that's the government's responsibility. They've issued these boxes to be ticked by Donegal County Council.
Yes, and that's what I asked Joe in relation to. I mean, if that is the case, we need to be going back to the department, because at the end of the day, if a septic tank is beside a river or a lake and it's causing a problem, that has to be done as a matter of urgency. Also, these houses that are coming back in, these are single houses that are out in the countryside. What are people telling people? We can't give them a grant because you don't fit in the criteria in the box that comes from the department. That's unacceptable, and that has to be changed.